ಭಕ್ತನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂಜೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ವಂಶಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಸೊ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ನಿಕುಂಜ ಪ್ರಭು ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಪೂಜ್ಯಪಾದ ಭಕ್ತಿವೃಂದ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಎಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೆಷಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗೌಡಿವೇದಾಂತ ಸಮಿತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೆಷಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಪರಮ ಗುರುದೇವ್ ನಿತ್ಯಲೀಲಾ ಪ್ರವೇಶ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞಾನ ಕೇಶವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಅನೌನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ದ ಟೈಟಲ್ ಇಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ. ಸಮನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸೊಸೈಟಿ ಹಿ ಟುಕ್ ಸನ್ಯಾಸ್. Nowadays, up to date is going on, who will take renounce order from Gauravan Samiti, their title must be Bhakti Vedanta. So in this line, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached all over the world, he took renounce order from Gauravan Samiti. When he preached all over the world and returned India, and he hosted in Devananda Gauriya Math with his 17 renounced order disciple and Pujyabhat Tamalka Samaj also there. He was household devotee at that time. When Swami Maharaj reached here in Navadvip, then it was a flood, the big flood came in Navadvip. He wanted to leave Navadvip as soon as possible, but due to flood, he is bound to spend more than 1 month. And Navadvip, many in India, especially Navadvip, so many mosquitoes. So Pujya Swami Maharaj asked Nikunja Prabhu, because Nikunja Prabhu was in charge at that time under Param Pujyabha Srila Tibhikram Maharaj. Srila Maharaj also there. Bhandari. He was Bhandari at that time. Bhandari means to take care of kitchen like Tomananda Prabhu at present. So he told Nikunja, please come. And there is so many mosquitoes in Navadvip. Please arrange some mosquito nets for them. So Nikunja, pay money for mosquito nets. Nikunja purchased 17 mosquito nets from market. Then Swami Maharaj ordered him, please have one mosquito net to each person. Nikunja did so. About 1 a.m. So Swami Maharaj get up from his bed and asked Nikunja Prabhu, Nikunja, please come. You know you have mosquito net them? Well, yes. Can you check they are using or not? Nikunja Prabhu went and saw that they are wrapped mosquito on their body and they are sleeping. And Nikunja Prabhu came and told that Maharaj began to laugh. Oh, I know. They don't know how to use mosquito net. Please teach them how to properly use it. Then Nikunja Prabhu teach them how to use it. After some days, Pujyabha Swami Maharaj want to purchase some land in Navadvip. Then Param Pujyabha Srila Tibhikram Maharaj again? For established mot. Param Pujyabha Srila Tibhikram Maharaj Srila Maharaj asked him, better you can purchase land for establishing mot across in Jamuna in Mayapur. If you establish mot in Navadvip, then everyone can think that this is the Mayapur. You know, in Navadvip, in one area, they told the Prachin Mayapur. But if you establish mot here, then they will say, no, this is proper Mayapur. So please, you can purchase your land for mot crossing Jamuna, crossing Ganges, and the east side of Ganges. It will be better. So, under the suggestion, taking the suggestion from Srila Maharaj and from Srila Pujyabhad Tibhikram Maharaj, he fixed his mind, yes, this is a good point. I shall establish my mot eastern side of Mayapur, eastern side of Ganges. So, after when 1 month had been passed, and when Srila Maharaj, Pujyabha Swami Maharaj host in Navadvip, then Param Pujyabha Srila Tibhikram Maharaj asked Nikunja Prabhu, because he was Bhandari, please take care very politely and very good way. Nikunja did so. And after 1 month, Param Pujyabha Swami Maharaj asked him, Nikunja, can you inquire the train is going on or not? Due to flood, over flooded, the train was stopped. All train cancelled. So after 1 month, Nikunja Prabhu contacted station master. He replied, yes, we shall start first train today. Then Nikunja Prabhu went to Pujyabha Swami Maharaj and asked him that Jasana Maharaj is told that they will start fasting from today. Better you can, Nikunja Prabhu request him, better you can stay here today. After that tomorrow you can leave from here. No, no, more than 1 month have been passed. I am making so much trouble for you all because over flooded, so I could not go. It is too much expensive because so many devotees are taking prasad here. When they are leaving our mot, then Parampujya Bhav, Sri Swami Maharaj asked Tamal Krishna Prabhu at that time, he was Tamal Krishna Prabhu, he was secretary, and told Tamal Krishna, please come and pay some pranami to them. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj, because he had taken 1 month prasad, 17 renowned person, yourself and myself, so please pay something, donate something for fooding and lodging. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj take only 10 rupees Indian currency and donate to Nikunja Prabhu. Then Swami Maharaj told Nikunja that their renowned person, Brahmachari, they know nothing. But Tamal Krishna is household devotee, he know how to maintain. So they live here, they hosting and lodging, putting everything. He is paying only 10 rupees. He being a Puja Parampuja, Swami Maharaj began to laugh and everybody began to laugh. As before, Pujya Nikunja Prabhu mentioned one point. When Parampujya Swami Maharaj returned from Western country, he wrote letter to Srila Maharaj, which published just now. I hope that you have read the book, letter. Here he mentioned that, Srila Maharaj, I returned to India and I want to live in Vrindavan. If I die, no problem. If I go again Western country, I want to leave my body in Vrindavan. So if I could not go anymore in Western country, there is no problem. I make some platform. If there is any Guru Nishtha Sevak without any hypocrisy, he can preach all over the world very easily. I hope this day has come. He makes platform from Srila Maharaj. Now Srila Maharaj is preaching all over the world very easily. When Srila Maharaj went to Western country, he had to ask them, don't take beef, don't take liquid, don't take liquid, liquor, everything. But for Srila Maharaj, none had to say anything, because he made platform for Srila Maharaj. So he wrote in his letter, if I could not go anymore, I make some platform, who will be very Guru Nishtha Sevak and without hypocrite, he can preach all over the world very easily. This day has come. And another point Nikunja Prabhu told, that one time Achyutananda and Harivilas Prabhu came, and Harivilas Prabhu used to serve his Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra deity. He used to take them small size Jagannath, Subhadra, Baladev to Ganges and give them birth there and return again in our Navadvip Math, and used to serve. And used to offer every day about 1 kilo dry food. And he used to serve his deity with only coping without any outfit. And during the Saraswati Puja, that means in month of March, like near about Basanta Panchami, in Basanta Panchami day, he was serving his deities, and in school in all over India, this worship Saraswati, the demigod Saraswati Devi, this is the prevalent deity of learning. So they are playing mic, so many instruments. It is disturbed for him to serve his deity. So he don't know, he forget that he is without any outfit, only dog open. He ran to the school and asked to stop their mic. But they laughed him and clapped him. And they are kissing him and ridiculing him. Oh, red monkey, red monkey. He became furious, he could not do so because so many thousands of students, they were teasing him. But head teacher was very polite. He asked him and made him come and quiet, and then Swami Maharaj sent now Nikunja Prabhu, Nikunja, please go and take him back here. Then Nikunja Prabhu helped him to come back. And so many things Nikunja Prabhu expressed, I couldn't remember everything, so which I can remember, I expressed my idea. Hare Krishna.